This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Robinson bursts inside the 30, inside the 20, middle of the field, one man to beat. He goes! Touchdown, Jaguars! 37 yards!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Can James Robinson keep it rolling for the Jacksonville Jaguars? Will Justin Herbert start this weekend for the Los Angeles Chargers? Do you believe in the line movement today? It doesn't appear to be the case. Joey Kanish,
and the people that come on our show that are like, no, he's out. He's out.
Which is, Kanish was literally just like, no, like Herbert's not playing. Like these sort of bets, like bets that move a spread from 7 to 3 in the span of about an hour of real time. Like these bets are probably not getting put in unless there's like a pretty high degree of certainty that a guy's not going to play. In this instance,
correct,
it would be Justin Herbert. So let's continue the NFL pick segment here with the Chargers and the Jaguars. And Ken, we have a little bit more movement here. The Chargers are up to 3.5 now at BetMGM, our show sponsor, the King of Sportsbooks. Now it's juiced heavily towards Jacksonville here. So we'll roll with 3.5 as the number. Chargers -3.5, -105. The Jags +3.5, -115. Chase Daniel will start, obviously, if Herbert does not. Herbert officially listed, Ken, as questionable on the injury report. I think this is a game we'll get a lot of questions about. A game where people kind of like, if they didn't already bet Jacksonville, kind of like, what should I do here? So Ken, kind of lay it out for us here, like the timeline leading up to Sunday, what you think is going to happen, and what you would do in this game, if anything.
Well, my number in the game was like 8.5. And I remember when they opened 7, I just go, okay, like that's definitely way closer to Herbert playing than not playing. The difference between my number and the market involved no key numbers. I'm 8, the market was 7. But it was sort of like, all right, well, would they have opened at 7.5 if they were sure he was playing? That was kind of what I thought early in the week, basically. And I still think they would have. I think that actually would have been the market if Herbert did not sustain an injury and we weren't even talking about this week and he wasn't even on the injury report. What I am curious about what's happening now, and just think about this logically, if you were given the information that Herbert was out and you bet Jags +7 and this number crashed all the way to 3 -110, and you really weren't sure if it was going to go through 3. It basically stopped at that point. For about an hour, nothing was happening on this game. You might view that as the bottom and view that as an opportunity to try to middle this game and bet Chargers -3. I'm curious if all the people who bet Jacksonville just came in and scooped all the Chargers -3s and are just entering this game with like the most insane middle of all time, which is push 7-3, win 4-5-6, which is just like...
Do you think they would have waited maybe? And I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't know the answer to this question. That maybe like...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Trying to get like under 3 maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like 90 minutes went by and it just stayed at 3. And if I was looking at the market, I would say, all right, it moved a ton. It went to 3 for 90 minutes. It stayed there. I don't think I'm getting 2.5. So I'm going to bet three because it didn't go through three for 90 minutes. And like
good advice.
The type of people that bet Chargers plus the type of people that bet Jags plus seven, it's not like they like took off for the day and they're not paying attention to the board. Like they're glued to the board. So I just, I'm not saying that's what happened, but I'm saying that makes a lot of sense if that's what happened.
It does.
And if you bet Jags plus seven with no opinion on the game because you knew it would move, you'd be dying for an opportunity to get every key number possible coming back because your bet isn't based whatsoever on an opinion on the game. Now you could also argue, all right, you're holding Jags plus seven. It's going to close like three and a half, maybe. How about just eat an awesome, valuable bet that maybe you win and maybe you lose? So I'm just saying, like, I think it's possible that's what's happening right now. And a couple of the threes have gone to 3.5. There are still threes on the board for what it's worth. So it's not like everything moved, but just kind of like interesting always in those situations. Do you get a buyback at that point? You're on the next key number. I think that's possible. Even if my number is 8.5, and even if seven was the true number with Herbert, usually superstar quarterback to backup is worth even more than this. Not a lot more, but more, like through three more. And I don't know what the difference between Herbert and Daniel is viewed as, or it like maybe because it's a game where the Chargers are expected to win anyway and they're more talented, if that affects kind of how we work around the key number of three, that's possible too. You know, I'm kind of in the dark with a flashlight, like a lot of people, just trying to kind of figure out what's going on here and what the bottom is. And I honestly don't know on Sunday exactly what we're going to get. I will say, just personally, if this got under three, like Sunday, it's Chargers minus two, minus 110.
Bet the Chargers, right?
I think I would bet the Chargers in that situation. And I
would you tease Jacksonville?
A lot of people probably feel like that. I don't like teasing backup quarterback games. And not even okay, like, and yeah. I know what you mean. Like you'd be teasing the team that's not starting the backup. I just feel like weird things happen a lot in back. Like, what is the likelihood? This is a good guess about the difference between the teams. Low, just like Cincinnati Dallas was probably a bad guess about the difference between the teams. Ask all the people who tease Cincy in that game how they feel about
it. Or any of these just backup quarterback games recently,
yeah.
Which I feel like the team with the backup, I feel like is covered is anecdotal. Like not every game, but like maybe every
almost
game,
every
actually.
Game.
Yeah.
Almost every game, both Cooper Rush games, this one in Halloween last year against the Vikings,
Tyler
all the
Huntley,
Tyler Huntley
Colt
games,
McCoy,
Jordan Love for Aaron Rodgers. Yep. It's happened all across the board, basically. So I don't know exactly where we're going, but if we're having a conversation on Sunday and the number is less than three and it's minus 110 on that number, I will probably bet the Chargers at that point. If we're in this area, it's probably a no bet for me, and I'm curious if other people feel the same way. We'll find out.
So again, just for people out there that like have not bet this game and are like, what the hell happened here? The advice would be under three Chargers if it's going to be Chase Daniel. And we are, again, operating under the assumption here that Justin Herbert is not going to play in the game. If Herbert plays, I mean, like, we'll have a different conversation coming up on Sunday.
If Herbert plays, a lot of people are on the hook with some pretty bad numbers. Yeah, I mean, it just, that'll be interesting. I would say it's much, much, much more likely than not that he's not playing. And I would operate with that assumption. And I'll be curious where the market goes. Like, I don't have to be right here. It could go less than three and I could be wrong and it could keep going. But I think if it's 2.5 minus 110 or lower on the Chargers, that would be a bet. And if you're looking at the board right now and you see threes and 3.5s, I wouldn't bet anything.
You bet with Nick and Ken. Phenomenal Football Friday. Our picks for week three, NFL Sunday. Ken, it's Brady. It's Rodgers. It's a point total of 42. With basically every single wide receiver on the game on the injury report. The official spread of this game with Tampa and Green Bay, which is a game that I feel like we should be more excited about, but because of all the injury information, maybe not so much. Tampa's a 1-point home favorite in the game. The total sitting at 42. Ken, what have you got here with Tampa and Green Bay?
I think I might have a contrarian opinion on if everyone was healthy, but with no one healthy, I think this is a really tough game to hand. Obviously, it's a really tough game to handicap. And there isn't like a high variance bet to make or a big price bet to make in the game. Usually games that have a ton of injuries, sometimes I like to play extreme outcomes. Like, how do we know that this is the true difference? Everyone's hurt. This is like a big guess. Jags Chargers actually might set up like that. It's possible. So this could be like that. I just like, what's the valuable bet to make? Like, both teams have a ton of injuries for what it's worth. My number in the game, if everyone was healthy for both sides, I have Tampa rated significantly better than Green Bay this season, to the degree that I would have Tampa Bay more than a field goal if everyone was healthy for both sides. Obviously, that's not the case. Both teams have bad injury reports. You could argue Tampa's could potentially be even worse. We'll see what the injuries line up for on Sunday. I don't have anything here. And I please, please don't tease this game. That's actually my advice. Like, no one's playing. The difference between the teams is very difficult to measure. You want to tease games where we know the difference between the teams, where you don't want to bet the side. Like, I feel really confident that the Saints are like a at least about a field goal-ish better than the Panthers. I feel pretty confident that the Ravens are a field goal-ish better than the Patriots. Like, that zone is correct. So I'm okay teasing. This one, I don't have a maybe one team should be 4-point favorites with all the guys.
You don't like my Super Bowl 32 memorial here? You don't like my Super Bowl 32
memorial? Well, I did before the injury report. Yeah, it's a low total game, but it's like, what is the true difference between half of Tampa and half of Green? It's like a split squad game in minor league baseball. I mean, it's like completely ridiculous. So my advice would be don't tease. Now that we know the injury reports, I would say don't tease, but I don't think I'm going to have a bet on the game.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The injury reports here, just to give it out. Chris Godwin is not going to play. Akeem Hicks is also not going to play for Tampa Bay. So one of Tampa's best wide receivers and one of their best run stuffers along with Vita Vea not going to play. Mike Evans is suspended for the game. We know that. Donovan Smith, left tackle for Tampa Bay, is doubtful for the game. Leonard Fournette, Russell Gage, Julio Jones, Breshad Perriman are all questionable. I think that means they're all going to play. We'll find out coming up on Sunday, obviously. For the Packers, Sammy Watkins is out. Actually, like, matters in the wide receiving core. That's how, like, bad this Packers wide receiving group is. David Bakhtiari is questionable. He's basically been questionable for two seasons straight. Randall Cobb, questionable, didn't practice on Friday. Christian Watson didn't practice on Friday. He is also questionable for the Green Bay Packers. So, like Ken said, basically like a split squad game. Rob Pizzola came on and gave out the over in the game with us yesterday, over 42, just basically being like, it's Brady, it's Rodgers, doesn't matter who the wide receivers are, have to go over. Have you given any thought to what Rob said about the total in this game, Ken? I know we're bad at totals, but I thought Rob made a pretty compelling argument. The argument was as follows: Brady and Rodgers equals more than 42.
Well, he looked at the previous meetings between the teams where the totals, as you can imagine, with full strength offenses were in the 50s, and Green Bay's offense, I mean, it was pretty good last week against Chicago, but hasn't given us a ton to go off of from the wide receiver group. It's also 41.5 now on the board, for what it's worth, in like half the places. So it's even gone down more. And if all these guys get declared out, maybe on Sunday we're looking at like 40, 41. On the total, like, I don't think I'm going to bet the total anyway, but I actually would say maybe wait. Directionally, with these injury reports, it seems like the total just continues to spiral down. What's to stop it on Sunday from, you know, more of these receivers are out, 41, 40.5, like, obviously people betting the under because of injuries. That's what's happening right now. Like, why would that stop happening? I guess that's my question. So I guess if you like the over as a contrarian play, like, keep being contrarian and keep letting people bet the under. It seems like it's still happening.
Yeah, I've got Green Bay in a teaser with Denver. Ken spent like 45 minutes crapping all over my bet. Hopefully it wins. We'll find out what happens. I know what Ken said.
But like, now with this injury report, do you kind of agree with me? Now with this injury report?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I would be as excited for it. Like, I think I would still like it. I still think this is very likely to be a close game. And actually,
well, your teaser number doesn't exist anymore, to be fair. Like, you tease a number that doesn't exist. Like, you win in that way.
1.5 up to 7.5.
Right. And that, like, now they're a small favorite, basically. And half the places and half its pick. There's some ones for Tampa. It's like all over the place.
All right, so that's Tampa Bay and Green Bay. We need more information on this game. We'll get it coming up on Sunday. We'll give you the updated injury information then. Hopefully we'll get more. Obviously, it's a 4:25 p.m. Eastern kickoff, but I'm sure we'll get some stuff on the overnight from Schefter and Rappaport from Saturday and to Sunday. Ken, let's go to the Pacific Northwest, where the Seattle Seahawks looks like this is about to go down to a pick'em at BetMGM. Seattle still about a -1 favorite here against Atlanta, although it's juiced towards Atlanta right now. Atlanta's been taking money steadily, it feels like, throughout the course of the week. Total here is 42 with Atlanta and Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, a classic bad team game. If the market chose to try to kind of like, reveal that they thought one team was much better than the other, I would bet the dog a lot. But we aren't going to have that. I thought maybe this would get to three at some, I mean, open Seattle 2.5, 3 was possible. And I would have bet Atlanta in that situation. My number is like Seattle by 1, 1.5, something like that. So we're basically on my number. Even the teaser numbers are gone. Just seems like a game that has not a lot going on, but these are the kinds of games, Vegas and Tennessee is another, where like, I could see this number moving on Sunday, like a good amount, to be honest. It just like,
where
it feels, I don't know. And I think either direction is like, I would be curious if there are strong opinions in this game. We know so little about both teams again. Like, we just don't know a lot.
Doesn't it feel like people like Atlanta, like the people that we deal with in the sports betting content space, people we respect Atlanta. Like Atlanta. And that would leave, and look, that it could true. Be, Seattle could close at 10 in the game. That's not going to happen. But I feel like Atlanta is more likely to close a favorite than like Seattle to close 3. Would you agree with that?
Seattle has played like two of the, I mean, it depends on how you rate Denver. I mean, I still have them as a top 10 team in the league. Seattle's played two top 10 in the league, 10 teams in the league. They beat one outright that they probably shouldn't have beaten. They got smoked by the other with a backup quarterback who's awesome. And Jimmy G, like, do we have any idea what Seattle is this year yet? Are they a 500 team? Are they one of the worst teams in the league? Are they anywhere in between? I feel like that's their kind of spectrum, and I have no idea where to place them on it. Like, no clue whatsoever. So nothing in this game market move would surprise me. If we ever got three each way, I would immediately bet whoever the dog was.
If you had to pick this game for a pick 'em pool, let's say people out there, Seattle under 3, what would you take?
I mean, I guess I would, like, against the spread, I guess still Seattle, but just like I make it 1, 1.5. I think Seattle is more likely to win the game than Atlanta, but by a very small amount.
Yeah, if I had to bet the game, I would bet Seattle. Pick 'em pool, I would rather bet Seattle than Atlanta. Let's at least start with the Rams and the Cardinals.
Pools for that game? Or, I mean, flip a coin, honestly, on that game.
I would take Seattle, but like, I don't feel, it's one of the only games I don't have a bet on. Let's go to the NFC West. At least start this game here. Rams at the Cardinals. Rams currently a 3.5-point road favorite. Total here, 48.5. Rams coming off almost choking away a win against Atlanta last week. Well, Arizona cashing our money line bet against Vegas after starting the game down 23-0.
Yeah, you kind of intimated, we talked about this market move a little bit off air, and you kind of intimated that maybe a Rams injury report is part of what's causing it. It's still a very, very interesting move. I don't think Arizona's given you anything in 2 weeks to think that, you know, they're close statistically to the Rams. I know they came back to beat Vegas. We loved that they did that. But my number in this game, again, based on just even look at the two closes for Arizona, 6 at home against the Chiefs, 5.5 dog against the Vegas Raiders at their place. And they're going to be like almost a field goal in this game against the team that won the Super Bowl last year. Just like kind of a weird setup, to be honest. As you can imagine, my number in the game is more than this. Kind of trying to figure out where the bottom is, honestly, to bet the Rams. There are a couple heavily juiced 3s on the board right now with the Rams. You have to pay a lot, but like, really? My number in the game is more like 5, 5.5. So I don't really get it. I'm sure it's driven by injuries. It's going to be, do I bet the Rams or not? That'll be my only decision in the game. I will probably have a bet on the Rams Sunday. We can talk about it, and let's kind of see where the market goes on this. Bad injury report, maybe you get 3 -20 or something, which would just be, I mean, Rams in a heartbeat, the bet would go in the account. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Agree with Ken, literally everything you said. I have Rams 4.5-point favorite in this game. It is worth noting Dakobe Durant, David Long, both corners, already ruled out for the Rams. Safety Jordan Fuller is questionable, and the Rams placed cornerback Troy Hill on injured reserve earlier this week. So it's going to be like a depleted, Jalen Ramsey's still there, but a depleted secondary going up against Arizona, which will be once again without Rondale Moore. James Conner is questionable, will be a game time decision. A lot of prop conversation coming up with this game that we will talk about on the national edition of the show on Sunday. Coming up next, baseball bets. We get you set for BetMGM tonight, and we'll give you our thoughts on the Niners and Broncos Sunday Night Football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.